You would think that this was some sort of special show today because it is the April Fools, but we all know better than you being creative like that. So just forget it, right, Vera?
That's full of you know, 50-year-old bacon grease.
Flex it, you old fool. Flex it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.
Dear Gussie, y'all, did you recognize the theme from The Flying Nun, which was an American sitcom produced by Screen Gems Presentations for ABC? And it was, y'all, it was based on a book. I had no idea it was based on a book. The book was called The 15th Pelican by Terry Rios, and the series starred Sally Field as, do you remember what her character's name is? I know you old, I'm old, I'm gray, I'm fat, and I'm bald. People will remember this, but her name was Sister Batrill, and the sitcom ran for 3 seasons and produced 82 color episodes from September the 7th, 1967 to September the 18th, 1970 on the ABC. Y'all, it was developed by Bernard Slade, who I believe wrote Same Time Next Year. And y'all, the series centered on the adventures of a community of Daughters of Charity nuns in the convent San Tanco in Puerto Rico. The comic elements of the storyline were provided by the flying ability of a novice nun, Sister Batrill, played by Sally Field, in her second sitcom role after Gidget. And y'all, this was her first successful role almost 4 decades before she would star in the primetime series Brothers and Sisters. So y'all, she went from Sister Batrill to Brothers and Sisters. Yes, Big Fatty. She likes those characters that have the word sister in it. And in the series, Sister Batrill was a native of the Chicago. Y'all, I had no idea. Maybe Tom and Terry know Sister Batrill. Or maybe Miss Lauren. Maybe Miss Lauren is the modern-day Sister Batrill. And y'all, she arrived in New York City after being arrested for being involved in a protest. And it was also later learned on the episode My Sister the Sister that Sister Batrill had come from a family of doctors and is the only one who did not follow in the footsteps of her family. And also revealed in that episode that her real name was Elsie Etherington. Y'all, I believe someone has a new puppy named Elsie Etherington. Now, y'all, also on the show was Madeline Sherwood. And y'all, Madeline Sherwood, she played the stern Reverend Mother Placito. Marge Redmond played the tolerant Sister Jacqueline. Shelley Morrison played the Sister Sixto, who repeatedly mangles English phrases. Laura Dangsill played Sister Anna, and Alejandro Rey played the local playboy Carlos Ramirez, who Sister Batrill would run into with alarming frequency. Now, the show was commended by several Roman Catholic orders in the late 1960s for humanizing nuns. Because, you know, before the 1960s, nuns were not human. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, I'm just telling you, it was the craziest fucking television show ever on the theme ever thought of on television. We'll be right back. Now, y'all, since it is April Fool's Day, I thought that I would try to come up with a memory lane music for a TV show that was just the most foolish thing, the most puffoolish thing that I've ever heard of. And y'all, I thought about that My Mother, the Car, that Jerry Van Dyke. But you know, there were other TV shows that had the talking cars on it and everything. So y'all, this is what Big Fatty came up with as the most foolish, the most puffoolish concept for a television show ever. Lord have mercy. Happy birthday to my little beep, burp, 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 beaver. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, that sounds like there needs to be some sort of medicated salve for that. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, and you know what else there needs to be? There needs to be some of that memory lane music.
Hello, my Big Fatty. It's Donna Sugars. So I heard your show today. It was fantastic. I love Lee Steven. He's so adorable. Of course, him and Big Fatty, that'd be like a nice little sandwich now, wouldn't it? Well, just wanted to call and say I love the show and my happy birthdays to my little beaver. Oh, first time for saying everything. Okay, kisses. Mwah.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Now, I don't know who that was. But the voice sounds remotely familiar, but evidently someone is out of work. Perhaps they have been silenced or something like that. It sounds like this person. It's against my better judgment to guess who this might be. This person refers to another famous podcast. Now, y'all, I do not recall hearing that voice on any other podcast at all. And so I'm not real sure who it was, but I may be having to get in touch with this unknown person. And you know, it's against my better judgment to send anything to Post Office Box 561, Woodland Hills, California 91365. But I may do that, and you know, just go against my better judgment on that. But anyway, all right, y'all. Moving on, our final phone call for today is from the one and only, and y'all, this person is out there in the Southern California. Also, it is the one and only Donna Sugars.
Yes, I was led to believe that there might be the possibility that I could get some work on your little show. I do have experience. I don't like to toot my own horn, but you can hear me on another very popular podcast. And anyway, I'd very much be interested in this opportunity. So you should call me back, or better yet, you can reach me via correspondence at P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365.
And y'all, she is Oh, you have stolen the conscience from me. When are you going to just start calling that other voice you do conscience? That's the only thing that's different. You know, and I mean, y'all, sometimes, you know, you just write, and it's kind of like with Jeremiah. You just want to put the old people, on speakerphone so that everybody around you can hear just how crazy they are. You know, that y'all, and no, Big Freddy, I am not your conscience. And you know, and y'all, no one ever says that anything on the BFO is a conscience. No, I don't. Steal any of that kind of stuff. Everything on this show is original. Every single solitary bit of it. There is nothing that is repeated from other shows, and especially not any from the surface of the sun. And BW Valentine, does your daughter or son or whoever that was in the car, your child, do they listen to the BFO? Because I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried if they do. And y'all, speaking of a little worried, I've got a call here from someone who I do not believe has ever called the BFO before. So y'all, let's just listen in.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Jesus! Now, BW Valentine, Big Fatty has been accused. I have been accused of stealing conscience because, you know, there is someone whose name will, you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Sea Hag.
Big Fatty, it's your friend BW Valentine. I was riding down the road with my kid in the car, and I left out this big belch and went, woo, at the end. And my kid said, you know, it would be really funny. What did you say? I forget.
Big Fatty Autoconscious on the show to say, oh, my God, whenever you
were. Yeah, that it would be hilarious if you had a conscience on your show. So there you go. All righty. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, gussie, y'all, that Jeremiah, that Jeremiah is something else. And he always has an entertaining phone call for us. And y'all, evidently, Jeremiah may be taking after his grandmama or something like that. But you know, cause there were people at the colored people were at the Chick-fil-A. So, and y'all, and Jeremiah, I did not get a chance to take my grandson to the Walmart. I'm sorry that did not happen. However, y'all, do not think that my grandson left Charleston without some special giftettes from his grandpappy or grandfatty. Because y'all, he left with a special magnet to put on his Chevrolet Red that said that he was driving an official BFO jalopy. And y'all, he got a notebook to write in the names of his gentlemen callers. Y'all, the next time I see him, I expect it to probably still be blank. But Jeremiah, I as I said on yesterday's show, I don't even remember what I had. Anyway, as I said on yesterday's show, the modern days, you know, we're not using the blood because, you know, I am a firstborn. I don't know if you knew that or not. We're just throwing some rancid spaghetti sauce on the door and hoping that works. So, Jeremiah, I would love to see you during the Passover season. And I know that we won't hear from you until Passover is over. Please give us a call and give us a full report on how your very special Passover went. Now, y'all, somebody that we do not want to pass over is that one and only BW Valentine.
Big Fatty, I am so sorry to hear that you're going to be convalescent over the weekend in the cave. Damn those lights and the chandelier. You don't want to get a tan from them because, you know, those new mercury bulbs they put in there, they'll kill you. You have to call hazmat if one of them breaks. Anyway, Big Fatty, I was calling to tell you that on yesterday, my grandmother was ringing the telephone off the hook, and I answered it to her hollering. Actually, she was whispering into the phone, but hollering, really. That's our colors at the good at Chick-fil-A. That is what grandmother was hollering, and that the whole country had gone to pot since that boy had been elected, and she was going to have to move to Israel to get away from it because she couldn't be a part of all that. And, Lord, I put her on the speakerphone, and everybody was down on the floor just rolling around crying because it was so funny. I mean, she went on and on. She described the outfits, and it was just too much. Anyway, Big Fatty, I hope you have a wonderful weekend with your grandson. I hope you take him to the zoo and over to the Walmart to get him a toy. You know, all grandchildren love to go to Walmart and get a toy. And you need a Jewish doctor, Big Fatty, to give you a steroid shot today. Only a Jew. Call around Charleston and ask if there is a Jewish doctor on staff, because you'll be fine if a doctor is a Jew. You know that, don't you? All right, Big Fatty, now I have to go prepare for Passover, so you will not hear from me again until next Wednesday. All right, Big Fatty, remember, put the blood on your doorpost, or you'll be in trouble if you're the firstborn. All right then, Big Fatty, you have a wonderful weekend and a Passover. I know that you are going to have a Seder meal set out for Miss Flossie or whoever she is and her dad. All right then, bye-bye.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, excuse me, I'm just a little phlegmy. Y'all, it is the weather rat. The weather rat is on right now, and we are in for some mid-80 degree temperatures as we move into the Bunny Rabbit Weekend. Yes, Big Friday, we love the Bunny Rabbit Weekend. Will you be doing anything special? Well, y'all, you know, there's always an Easter ham. Yes, Big Friday, we know you love a ham. But y'all, I have got a backlog. Oh, Big Friday, we know you have a backlog. We are used to that. But y'all, I have got a backlog of the voice letters, and I want to do those right now. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 564 with a BFO for Thursday, the 1th. I say the 1th of April 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got some voice letters, and we are going to play a little memory lane music. Yes, Big Fatty, do it!
That's full of you know, 50-year-old bacon grease.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty was shocked. See, there's that taste again. That I had never seen, and I have never seen, the movie Network. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Sounded like Winston Churchill.
This just into the BFO Holiday Celebration Desk. I hope you've enjoyed your April Puffools!
For example, I know that I freaked out Big Fatty. Even, you know, when you say his name, Big Fatty, you can taste rancid bacon oil on your tongue. It's just the most amazing thing. And it's not good, wonderful bacon. It's the bacon grease that's been in the coffee can that your mother uses to pour all the bacon grease into, the Folgers coffee can under the sink with a plastic lid that's full of, you know, 50-year-old bacon grease. That's the flavor on the tongue when I say Big Fatty. And I'm only saying Big Fatty so that this clip will be at the beginning of his show. You know, I just want a little PR. Vera speaks.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the different Purina makes them beat it right along.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.